This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
There was a claim made on the radio yesterday by Sean that the calls will benefit the New York Knicks in Game 5 because the league wants the series to extend and would prefer the Knicks being in the NBA Finals. And I'm sure that the league, if you could get truth serum on Adam Silver, he would never admit it. Of course he prefers the Knicks in the NBA Finals. That would get a better rating. Knicks Thunder would just do better than Thunder Pacers. It is what it is. But that doesn't mean you do anything to change the results. And I think that's a very lazy narrative that's been out there for a long time. So I challenge Sean to watch the game with a critical eye and cite to us all the calls that went the Knicks' way. So did you make a list?
Did I make a list? No, I didn't make a list. I noticed three moments. I texted them in our chat, and I wasn't going to sit there with a pen and paper all night because I liked watching the game like a human being. What happened.
Well, I made a list. Yeah. Pascal Siakam drew a foul against Karl-Anthony Towns about 5 minutes into the game in which there was no foul. You know, we give Cat a lot of crap for the dumb fouls he commits, and he does commit some dumb fouls. But 4.5 minutes into the game, when Siakam got to the free throw line, there was no contact. Mm-hmm. And it was a terrible call that was pro-Indiana. Now, Siakam split the free throw, so it really only benefited the Pacers a point. But that's one. That was one that jumped out at me as, hey, that's a noticeably bad call. And it actually defeats Sean's purpose. It was pro-Indiana. The other one that I saw, and I know that Beninga was complaining this to me a couple weeks ago when I spoke to him, and so a lot of Knicks fans have said this, that Cat doesn't get the whistle. And I noticed that 6:56 into the second quarter, there was no call on a Cat drive to the basket in which there was clear contact, clearly more than the supposed contact that Cat had on Siakam. So that was another pro-Indiana call. So I got two calls that were egregious.
So you ignored the Cat offensive foul? The broadcast went nuts on that, wasn't called?
Yeah, they were wrong about that one.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what the broadcast said. I'm on the bridge. I'm not listening to Stan Van Gundy. I'm looking at my eyes.
You were on the bridge further away than people 3 feet from the play, and yet they were wrong.
No, I'm not saying they're definitely wrong, because you're right. It's all perspective on this. I'm saying I'm not citing what the broadcast said, because I'm not listening to the broadcast. Okay, also, there was a transition where OG fell down. Mm-hmm. Should have called a foul on that one.
That was clean on ball.
Nah. I didn't see that upstairs. Sorry.
Are you trying to get me to take the bait here, Ev?
No. Well, take the bait on what?
He's trying to get you to go back and look at it because he can't see it from where he was.
And I'm sitting there watching. That's a clean play. And he has the nerve to text you. That should have been a foul. What are you talking about?
In my opinion, I saw a foul.
But you were wrong.
Why? Because I'm on the Chase Bridge?
Don't make me thumb my nose at those that sit upstairs. But yes, because you're on the Chase Bridge, you missed some things last
night. I'm just giving you my opinion. And you know why I'm going to win this argument to most people listening? Not because it's pro-Knicks, and people are pro-Knicks because they're Knicks fans in this city. They're going to agree with me because I came with examples.
Well, okay.
You came here with conjecture.
And also, the Pacers took 7 more free throws than the Knicks.
And I don't like to cite that, by the way, T, yes. But fine. Okay.
But here's the other truth of last night, Evan. Yes, I made a statement going into the game. The game and the way the Knicks played defensively, the way Indiana shot the ball, the game never truly got in a position. It was a wire-to-wire win where we could even honestly have this conversation if that was ever going to happen last night, I don't think it needed to, and I think there was nothing to be done. So, what they wanted happened anyway on its own naturally.
So what you're claiming now, because this is the beautiful part about conspiracy theorists, they change things, they like move the goalposts. What you're saying is because the Knicks had a wire-to-wire victory and there was no closeness late, they didn't need the call from Adam Silver to fix this for
sure.
The Knicks.
Evan, if last night's a four-point game with 4 minutes left, I think today we would have had honest discussion about something with officiating.
I'm just telling you, I watched the game last night.
A conspiracy, Sean.
It's not even a conspiracy. I don't think it was going to be fixed. I do believe, though, in the NBA, by the way, we have had a referee scandal in this league.
Yeah, that was years ago.
In the NBA, when you're setting up a finals between two mid-market teams and you can extend this series by a game or two, I think if the opportunity existed last night, not that they would have purposely done anything, but I think that could have been a little help the Knicks way. They never needed to. The Knicks took care of business on their own.
I am telling you, and I'm telling Bill Simmons, and I'm telling everybody else that opens up their pie hole and says the same lazy garbage over and over again is cite examples.
I can't give a Towns example early.
You didn't. If you cite specific, like, here's the one that's tough to argue, okay? The 2002 Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Kings. We all saw it. We all feel it. We all looked at it and said, that felt crooked. And all these years later, I think most of us agree, that all felt crooked. And trust me, I was impacted by that because my team was in the NBA Finals. I was waiting for an opponent. And trust me, I didn't want to play the Lakers. So I had a very keen interest in that. But all these years later, we keep going back to the same lazy thing from 24 years ago or 23 years ago and cite that as, see, the league would do that. The league doesn't do that. The league has incompetent officiating. So when Knicks fans or non-Knicks fans complain about bad calls, which we have a right to do, they're just because the officials are bad, not because they're conspiring to make a series go longer or conspiring to get the New York market in the NBA Finals.
It would be nice.
Of course they prefer it.
Of course they would.
That doesn't mean they're going to do it, though.
I think it's just too hard to—the conspiracies that you're laying—this is particularly talking about, but any conspiracy in general regarding sports leagues, commissioners, etc., even if it was going on, there's an out. It's entertainment. Right, it doesn't matter.
Well,
right?
No, you can't use that as an out.
It's entertainment. They can do what they want.
Not when
that's what people would say.
Not when there's gambling involved.
But the reality is, in order for the conspiracy to really take place, there's so many people that have to be involved. So many. And the likelihood of all of those people not saying anything is tiny.
Well, there is no conspiracy. And the reason people cite it is when there's bad officiating, which there is, because the officials suck overall in the NBA, instead of just saying that, because that's just boring to say, hey, it's a tough job and they're not good at it, We have to come up with reasons. And this works both ways. Because I saw Knicks fans after game four doing the same thing, like, ah, oh, we're getting screwed here. They're trying to help the Pacers. They're not trying to help the Pacers. They're not trying to help you either. They're just trying to do their jobs. They're just bad at their jobs. Right? This is where me and Tommy are on the same side.
No, I would, the comp I would use is complaining about officials is honking your horn in traffic. Has honking your horn ever stopped traffic? And has it ever made you get quicker to your destination? It's a frustration button. Well, that's why we lost, because it's the officiating. And we, and sometimes on Sports Talk Radio, have allowed that to be more of a narrative because some of the hosts go, yeah, it's officiating. It's got to be. It's this. It's that. No, it's not. It's they lost the game for whatever reason. If that was the case, the Knicks would be in the finals and they'd be playing the Lakers every year. And the Yankees would be in the World Series playing the Dodgers every year if they were fixing this stuff. We wouldn't have had the Rangers and the Diamondbacks a couple years
imagine
ago.
Imagine that. They would have made sure that didn't happen. Yeah, none of that is true. And just last night, there was no shenanigans. There was nothing. Just because the Knicks were down 3-1. It was none of that.
It's funny, whenever you mention that Rangers Diamondbacks, it's a true reminder that I didn't watch a second and don't even remember. Well, I honestly don't remember.
In relation to that take, if the Pacers close out this series, whether it is Saturday night or it's Monday night, will anyone in this town watch a second of Pacers Thunder?
I will, because of SGA. He's entertaining as hell. I think their team is good. So I'm not going to sit and watch the whole game. But I'll catch it if it's on.
Yeah.
I'm not planning my days on. Oh, what day is it? Is it Monday? Thursday. I got to watch it. It'll be, the NBA Finals is on. I'll watch it.
And I think most people in the city will not watch it, and they won't watch it because of bitterness of not being there, especially when you get so close. And then the other problem is, as entertaining on paper as it is, because it's fresh and it's new and there's all these good young players, it just doesn't, it's not sexy to most. So most people aren't going to watch it if that's the NBA Finals
we're not going to rally around iHeart as a city?
Yeah, I don't think that's
going to get his ring? Finish the story?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Gonna happen.
I will. Good for him.
Oh, okay, you'll be the one guy. And your mic will be off when you're doing it too, by the way. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. Hey, Ray.
Hey, good afternoon, Tiki and Evan. What's and all four of you gentlemen.
Thank you.
Wow, of course, absolutely. Thank you guys for taking the call. Listen, yo, wow, there's so much to be spoken about, but the one thing I will say about it doesn't take a large network of people for a conspiracy, as we saw in 2002, only took one rogue rep. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but that wasn't a conspiracy. Yeah, that was just him cheating.
It was him conspiring.
Yeah, but he can only affect one mind, game. Yeah. He can only affect one game.
He affected that whole series. And by the way, I think Sacramento would have kicked their butts, too. They were better than the Lakers if it was not for that ref. But anyway, I'm calling about the Knicks. Listen, and salute to the show before you guys, Sal and BT. I've been screaming for days how pathetic OG Anunoby has been. And Sal said, where are the pitchforks for this guy? I mean, we've had pitchforks for Cat, understandably, with his dumb fouls, right? And then for Hart, who has developed butterfingers here in the last three games, because he's never played like this before. And for even Bro Brunson, which is ridiculous to even conceive of that notion. But, like, it's like, are people afraid to criticize OG Anunoby because he has a connection to Leon Rose and people don't want to anger the Knicks? Like, I don't get it. The guy can't finish at the rim. Every time he puts the ball on the floor, I'm scared to death. I'm, the, you know, I'm yelling at you know, my son and my nephew over here, like, no, don't do it. But anyway, yeah, so I don't understand what that is, but I, you know, I applaud those two guys for doing it, because, and C-Mac has done it overnight a little bit, too.
But wait, hold on. In fairness, OG didn't shoot the basketball well last night. He has not shot the basketball well lately. But I thought his, I thought his defense was outstanding last night.
Right.
Like, did you not at least agree with that? That even though he was 1-for-7 from three and was way off and shot 20% from the field, which is bad, like, no one's going to defend that. I thought he defended really well last night.
Evan, I don't know. I think it's been below average, too. I know he gets this one great block a game that leaves an impression on people, and I think people, you know, stay stuck with that.
I disagree with you. I think he defended very well last night. And if you want to rip him, or anyone wants to rip him for his shooting, you should. I mean, he's 2-for-his-last-14 from three. He was awful last night, and a lot of his misses were way off. Like, sometimes you miss and you feel close, but OG Anunoby, and this is the beauty of him, is a two-way player. And so he can have a bad offensive night, which he had, and, oh, by the way, still be a plus 15 because he's defending at a high level. So, A, no one's afraid to rip OG Anunoby. I think Knicks fans rip whoever the hell they want to rip after a game, good or bad. Obviously, the stars are always going to take more heat. Like, Kat's always going to take more heat. Even Jalen Brunson is always going to take more heat. So I don't think it's in terms of not wanting to rip somebody. I think it's just always the better players take more heat. But in terms of last night's game, just last night, I'm talking about game four, game three, last night, he shot the basketball terribly, and he defended incredibly well. And if you hold the Pacers to the amount of points they scored last night, you're going to win. So if you're going to get that kind of defense from OG, maybe I don't want him shooting 14 times, I think I'll be okay.
Right. It hurts you because some of these games are not going to be as blowout worthy as this one was, but you'd love to see OG as a two-way player that he thought he was when he was here, even if he's just making two or three three-pointers a night. That suffices. But you can't take that many shots. But if he's playing defense, which is what his real benefit is on this particular team, because they have Kat and they have Jalen Brunson who are doing a lot of the scoring for him, you take it. You get through this series and then figure out what's wrong with him.
Let's go to Doug in New Rochelle. Good afternoon, Doug.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You guys had a great conversation about the New York history.
Oh, the free agents, the without expectations. Your phone broke up a little bit there. Yeah, but go ahead.
So I have a top four. My buddy gave me a fifth, but granted, there wasn't free agency there then. Babe Ruth.
That doesn't count.
He was bought because the Red Sox owner was, you know, trying to fund a Broadway
show.
Fine.
Okay, Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, Mark Messier, Alan Brunson, and maybe Dave DeBuscher because he gave us two championships.
Here's the problem with all those guys. All those guys came over with great expectations.
Trades, too. Messier was traded to the Rangers.
Right.
So Alan Brunson doesn't exist.
Oh, is that what he said? Alan Brunson?
Yes.
Yeah. He meant Jalen.
Maybe that's Jalen's cousin. Yeah. You don't know.
Or Alan Houston.
Yeah. Or Alan Houston, yes, who was a free agent signing. There have been a lot of really good free agent signings in this town. We went through a few of them before. You could rewind on the Odyssey app to about 245.
Right.
What's unique about Jalen is that he came here, and here's evidence of how he came here. So I came up with an idea 2 weeks ago. It was a fun idea, and that was we were going to go through the archives of WFAN and listen to what all of us said about the Jalen Brunson signing and then kind of rank, like, who is the most accurate in terms of what Jalen would be? And what's so amazing about the Jalen Brunson signing is it was not a big story because there was another NBA story that was going on that was much bigger. And you know what that was?
What?
It was my team. Kevin Durant demanded a trade.
Ah, that's right.
And so we were all consumed with that, and the Jalen Brunson signing was an afterthought. It was like, oh, yeah, the Knicks added Jalen Brunson, which to me, while not good for the segment idea because we don't have all these great audio clips of people talking about it, is kind of proof of what this signing was. He came in with a whisper.
Yeah.
He came in with a bare mention.
Right. So we're talking about the hype because when you get a free agent, that free agent, while you're wooing them, also has to choose you.
Right.
And so low expectation free agent who turns out to be great. There's just not a lot of them.
Yeah. And it's so typical of the Brunson signing that around the signing of Jalen, the Nick discussion was more about Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Because that was the same summer where it looked like the Jazz were going to trade him. They did. They eventually traded him to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so the Jalen signing was more in conjunction with, oh, are we going to trade for Donovan Mitchell? Are we going to go get Donovan Mitchell? So it's actually evidence that the Brunson signing came with such little hype. It was barely talked about around here. And when the Knicks were talked about, it was more about, oh, yeah, we're going to get that other guy.
Right.
And then it was making fun of the Nets because Kevin Durant demanded a trade. That was the NBA discussion around.
You're not going to give me the out, but doesn't that almost afford me the out of my tweet?
You always had an out with your tweet. I always said that to you. You just didn't listen to that part. You always took the mocking and only paid attention to that.
Oh, you mean the T-shirt you made and constantly retweeting it and pointing it out to people to try to turn them on me? That part?
Yes.
Okay.
I always acknowledged that, and I said, I give you credit that you even talked about the signing of Brunson because no one else did.
Right.
I can't find a tweet from BT talking about Jalen Brunson upon the signing. I couldn't find one from anybody.
You can't find anything on the radio either. Everything I said there, okay, maybe I added a little bit extra, you know, chicken in the gumbo, whatever the phrase is, but everything I said was accurate.
I think everything you said, can you reread the tweet for me? Again, the old Jalen Brunson tweet so we could analyze these words again.
Jalen Brunson is a very good player, not a great player. This would be typical Knicks never ends.
Yeah, typical Knicks never ends
because,
was always the problem.
Okay, so
First part of your tweet was always accurate. He's a good player, not a great player. We all agreed with that.
Yep.
I think the typical Knicks never ends part rubbed a lot of people and myself the wrong way because that signing was never a bad signing. It was a low risk.
Okay.
He's not making a lot of money. Smart, strategic signing. And the never-ends typical Knicks part is where you run into trouble.
And I think this is where people do run into trouble, and if there was audio, it would be better, is my thought process was I wanted the superstar. I wanted Donovan Mitchell. I've wanted stars like we all did as Knicks fans. At the time, Brunson wasn't a star. Doesn't mean that he wasn't a good player. Nobody, literally, we didn't talk about it, viewed him as the savior. He is.
Yeah.
But nobody thought that
nobody
at the time.
Got it right.
So it felt like typical Knicks, it never ends.
No, that part's where you lose me.
Come on.
That's where you lose
me. No, because he's been great, so now it looks bad. That's it.
Well,
but at the time, that tweet, I mean, nobody, Freezing Cold Takes didn't, I mean, nobody mentioned it. I got 14 likes. Sean likes to
That's because you weren't Positive Tommy yet.
Well,
you were just some random board op at WFAN tweeting.
Okay.
I mean, you were a nobody.
I wasn't. Okay. Some people still think I am, but no.
This is pre-generational talent, Tommy.
Yeah. Now he eats cotton candy, gets 1,000 likes.
Yeah. How was it at home, by the way, last night?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Not being in the building.
Many people brought that up to me, Tiki.
Yes,
and they don't want me Monday night at the Garden, which we could obviously address later in the show. I had a great time, full belly. You know, I had the cupcake and the cotton candy the other night. I was chillaxing. Even my wife, who's a little bit of a dingbat, we won't say that, but she has no idea what's going on. She even knew there was a game, and she allowed me the, you know, the freedom to watch the game. It was a great experience. Had a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, you're banned from Madison Square Garden.
Well, hold on a second.
Now you are because the Knicks,
barred from it, not banned.
Well, now you're banned. I spoke to Dolan.
Oh, God.
Dolan,
really?
Dolan had a security guard over my shoulder last night. Very odd.
Dolan went that deep just because of the Tommy curse?
I don't know if it was Tommy related, but there was a security guard that was around, and I may have said, "Hey, can Tommy come back?" And they said no. So you're not allowed back. Not allowed back. Look, the Knicks won
what
without
about,
you.
What about the finals? What if they make it to the finals?
We'll figure that out. That's
we'll
possible.
Have another discussion?
That's possible. Yeah, there'll be another discussion. That's certainly on the table.
You know what, Evan? You're selling your tickets anyway.
Who said I'm selling my tickets?
I don't know. I heard something earlier this morning, maybe, but I thought you were selling them based on...
From who?
Well, peer pressure. I mean, if you...
No. I decide what I do with my tickets.
Really?
I have not decided to sell my tickets.
Oh, really?
For Game 7, you mean?
For Game 7, no.
No, you got to go.
Thank you.
You absolutely have to go.
Yeah. I have to admit, there was something Boomer Esiason said this morning that is causing my wife to think that maybe I should sell my Game 7 tickets. He may have said one line, just one line, and we'll get to it a little bit later on, that may convince Mrs. Roberts to say, you're not going to get
Boomer Esiason!
What is going on this show? You know, 3 minutes ago, you got Tommy going, my wife allowed me the freedom to watch the game last night.
Okay, freedom
and
might
now,
have been a strong word.
And now Evan's giving us Boomer said something that's got my wife's attention? Jeez, can you two put your foot down?
Yeah,
what's
just
going
give
on?
The tickets to me. I'll go.
Well, first of all, Sean, marriage is a partnership, okay?
Yes.
Don't I know it.
And, you know,
and the golden rule of that partnership is pick the fights you can win.
Absolutely. So if I want to go to a Saturday afternoon Mets Rockies game tomorrow, you got to pick the right battles.
Or maybe I'm alone here, but there are nights where I will eat dinner with my wife. We will watch, say, Top Chef or one of the great Bravo shows, maybe the one that Tiki was on. And I put the Met game, I'll admit, on my phone. It's a sacrifice. There's a million Met games, right. And I'm sacrificing that for my wife. Yeah. What she said was, I know there's a Knick playoff game. Don't even worry about me. We don't have to watch any TV.
No, it's very sweet.
So that was the point. Yeah, not the freedom.
Don't get confused between me and Tommy. There's an old term. I don't know if it's outdated anymore, so you may have to dump it because I'm not sure how words are used anymore.
Let's not get canceled, Evan.
There's a term called hempact. Have you ever heard that word?
Never.
Really?
Hempact?
Yeah. Hempact was a word from like the 50s.
Hin?
Hem.
Him.
H-E-M-P-E. I don't know. Google it.
Keep saying it so now you could get canceled.
But basically, it's a term where the wife runs the relationship. That basically the husband doesn't do anything and the woman runs all.
Yeah,
right?
There's a more modern term for it, which I definitely don't think we could say on the air. But.
Well, that's the term from the 50s. Hempact. Look it up, T. Go down a rabbit hole.
I'm looking at it.
What Tommy and I are describing is not of husbands that are hempact.
Continually criticized and given orders by one's wife.
Right?
No, definitely not.
What we're describing is what Tiki said. To win some battles, you have to lose other battles.
Or not fight other battles.
Or not fight other battles, or concede. Or basically say, you know what? You got me on this one.
Or just immediately sign a treaty. It's simple.
That's right. Or immediately give up and say, you got me, take over. Very, very, very big difference. When we come back, Carl Anthony Towns is pressed on really why them dumb fouls. Plus more on the issue I just laid out of what to do with a potential Game 7. And an interesting piece of Yankee news we'll get to in the 4 o'clock hour as well, concerning Jazz Chisholm. It is a Friday here in New York City. Short week for most people because we had our Memorial Day Monday. It's a nice little 4-day week getting set for what I think is going to feel like a summer weekend. The weather is supposed to be nice. The Mets are at home taking on the Rockies. The Yankees are out in L.A. taking on the L.A. Dodgers. More on the Mets and the Yankees a little bit later on. And remember, at some point during this show, you will hear a quick clip of Loser from Post Malone Jelly Roll. When you hear that, that'll be your chance to win tickets to see them in person at Citi Field. That's a concert even Sean is going to be at.
You're damn right. Big show, Bob.
And that's next week?
Next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night.
Or I guess this Wednesday?
It's next Wednesday. Because, you know, it's still the rest of this week, and then it's next Wednesday. So, something awesome happened last night at the end of the Knicks game. Charles Barkley, who I know gets a lot of crap around here, Charles Barkley's got a lot of Joe Beningo in him.
What do you mean?
Well, here's what I mean.
Pure hater, and he just sticks on it and never goes away?
No, nothing to do with hating. Charles Barkley's going to tell you how he feels. He's just going to tell you. He doesn't try to spruce it up. He just tells you. Same thing with Joe. Like, if Joe B had, you know, Aaron Rodgers on in the middle of last year... Bro, what the hell is going on with you, bro?
Bad job by me.
Aaron Glenn, what the hell? Why'd you get rid of this guy? Like, it's part of what made Joe great. So the whole crew, the TNT crew, had Carl Anthony Towns on the set. And Charles Barkley found the inner Knick fan to say this to Kat. I'm just going to play you his question and comment, and then we'll debate on how one should answer it. Here is the TNT crew led by Charles Barkley.
Now, I got to criticize you. Yeah, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
Why do you do that?
But the answer was interesting.
Oh, you heard his answer?
Yeah.
How would you answer that, by the way, if you're the guy? Like, I'm trying to think of the example with you. Oh, I would say, Tiki, I love you. What about those dumb fumbles? Mm. Like, how would you answer that?
I'd just say I suck sometimes, but I'm also really good.
I mean, that's a good way to answer it.
Right.
It's like a mix of humble and, hey, yes. I know I'm good.
Right. I'm great, but also I suck sometimes.
But you got to appreciate Charles asking that question, because every Knick fan has felt the same way.
It's funny, because I wouldn't have thought that they would think to ask it. I know they talk about it, but to think to ask that question, which was, I guess it was kind of relevant in this game, but not as prevalent as it had previously been. But it's clearly something they always talk about.
I love how Shaq jumps in like, yeah I'm with you.
I was going to do the same thing. Cosign.
That does sound like me and Joe now. Uh-huh. Joe says something. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I agree with that. So here is the question and Carl Anthony Towns' answer, because every Knick fan wants to know the answer. Like, okay, why those dumb fouls?
Well, I got to say something. I got to criticize you. Yeah, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
Why do you do that?
God only knows.
I mean, because, you know, they when you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that.
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
You can get fouls, but a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you talking about the pick and roll
knee
snap?
You just grabbed his
arm. Yeah.
But you can't be getting them
fouls. No, I can't. You ain't wrong. I got to, it hurts our team. But again, I mean, I want to give a shout out to the bench and the guys, you know, Achua, everyone who comes in and they hold it down, even when I'm making these mistakes. I got to fix that, though.
Okay.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave credit to the guys that come in and have to play when he's in foul trouble, but he didn't really answer it.
He just says,
well, I got to be better.
I give him credit
for taking accountability. And again, we've said this all series with this Knicks team. Whenever something bad happens, they take accountability for
it.
They don't ignore it and say, oh, what are you talking about? It's your lying eyes. We're actually playing a different way than you're accusing us of being. But what else is he going to say?
No, I think when you start off by saying God only knows, it makes me laugh. I mean, yeah, honestly. Because it's like, how the hell do you kill him for that?
I mean, I think the key to answering the tough questions like that is to disarm the questioner, but also the listener. And by saying God only knows, you're just like, what is he even talking about?
Oh, it's a disarming comment.
100%.
Because if you're Charles or you're Shaq or you're me or you're anybody else who's mad about this, now you're just laughing. So, right, at least he understands.
Because there is no real good answer. You can't say, well, strategically, I was trying to disrupt whatever the game flow of the Pacers or whoever he was fouling.
Right.
None of that makes any sense.
No, especially when you're holding an opponent's hand. That foul was from game four, and Shaq's right about it. And I think what really, really hurts Karl-Anthony Towns, and they alluded to this, is that he's gaining such a reputation that he then gets called for chippy fouls because his reputation is there that he commits dumb fouls. And so it makes things worse.
Right.
But I appreciate Barkley asking that question. And I don't have audio of this one, but I got another one that was so great that it was finally asked. And it was asked of Mikal Bridges. One of the critiques I've had about Mikal Bridges all season long was not going to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Like, he is clearly afraid to go to the line, which is weird. He's a good free throw shooter, so this isn't a Ben Simmons situation where he's like, I don't want to shoot free throws. But he doesn't want contact. And we all think, or I think most of us think, from game four's loss, one of the more pivotal moments was that fast break at the end of the first half when Mikal ends up fading away.
Yeah.
Knicks were up by one at that point. Pacers closed the half on a 6-0 run, then a 7-0 run to start the second half. But this has been a problem all year. If you look at Bridges' stats this season and you compare it to the past, he's attempting far less free throws.
Yeah.
This is one of the critiques we've had on him all season long. It's very strange. In fact, I'll give you the number. He's attempted 1.4 free throws per game. Last year in Brooklyn, he attempted 3.1. The year before that, after the trade to Brooklyn, he attempted 5.9.
And that's not even counting. I mean, yesterday he took none.
And he took none. So it's even gotten worse in the postseason. So the numbers are the numbers. Like, he is not going to the line nearly as much. And it's not just the situation he's in, because that play-in game four is a great example that he's just avoiding contact. So I read this from Jared Schwartz, who covers the NBA and the Knicks for the New York Post. So there's no audio. I'm going to read it to you. Mikal Bridges often passes up contested layups for fadeaway jumpers. He has played 640 minutes this postseason, and he has taken 14 free throws. I asked him about his mindset attacking the rim and why that number is so low. Here's Bridges' answer. So he's asked, not in the same pointed way that Kat was asked, but hey, what's going on? I'm not sure. Everybody's play style is a little different. I'm not sure. It's just different ways to play. If I do get fouled or not, it's not really a thing. I don't know. I mean, you talk about a non-answer. Like, that's no answer. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And I don't know what the real answer is, because we could try to look through it and say, okay, well, what is the real answer to this? Because when I brought this up a few months ago, one of the pushbacks was, well, it's a different situation than Brooklyn. It's a different situation than the end of Phoenix. But look at specific plays. You see that he's afraid of contact.
Yeah.
You see it. So why? Especially a guy who's a good free throw shooter.
Don't know. 17 games this postseason so far, going back to the Detroit series, he has taken 14 free throws.
That's unbelievable.
10 of 14. And in the Boston series, he took none. Zero. And six games, zero free throw attempts.
And his answer is, I'm not sure, I'm not sure. Everyone's play style's different.
Well,
I mean, don't know.
The one thing I could, to his credit, say is that he clearly has a spot that he wants to get to. You see him.
Oh, yeah, and when he gets there, man, he's fired.
And he's fired. Sometimes he drives the lane, and we're like, just go finish and get fouled, right? Maybe it'll throw it off the top of the backboard, and it'll go in, and you get an N1. But what he does is he drives to create space for him to get to a spot.
Right.
And then he takes that fadeaway jumper, and sometimes they go down. So I think he's just trying, because I think he knows he's struggling offensively, and he's not going to score 30 points in a game. So he wants to be judicious and sure that he's taking good shots for him. And so he knows his spot. He maneuvers around his spot and finds a way to get to his spot, fade away, and take the shot. That's what I think it probably is. And I don't think it's a lack of aggression. I just think he wants to be comfortable with the shots he does take.
Because
he's not taking a ton of shots in these games. Last night he did. I mean, this series he has, but he hasn't in previous series.
And when he gets into his spots in the mid-range, right, he's great.
He's money.
He's fantastic. It's just, there are examples. I'm going to start charting this too now. I'm going to cite the examples where Bridges should be cooked. Just get to the line.
Right.
Like the one obviously that jumps out is the one I've cited numerous times, which is right at the end of the first half of game four. But it's very obvious that answer was pretty horrible. Like it was very different than Cat, who I think tried to answer it. Mikal has no answer. Do you have an answer, Tommy?
Ask me the question one more time.
It's fine. We're going to move on. Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Islip Terrace. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, Evan?
Yo,
how you
what's
doing,
up? Steve?
What's up, man?
Listen, Evan, remember before you said that when you watch the game, you close your eyes and you cover your face?
Yeah, sometimes
I
do that.
The day of the game, I'm pumped up. I can't sit still. 8 o'clock, I tell my wife, I'm going in the bedroom. I'm watching the Knicks. I watch them for 2 minutes. I got to flip the channel. I get nervous. I'm putting the pillow over my head. I'm watching the hockey game. I got the Knicks on the phone. I'm peeking at the score. I go back. I'm a great fan, but I can't sit for the whole game. I go crazy.
Yeah,
the Knicks are like the cardiac kids.
Yeah, no, they are, and they've given you one hell of a roller coaster ride this year. I never shut the game off. I'm never at that point where I can't watch. I'm just not enjoying it. Like, I don't enjoy sports as much as I love sports, and it's my livelihood. When my team is good, this is why, like, I swear to God, you're not going to believe me. I'm at the Garden last night. I'm a Knick hater, sure. I always admit that. I enjoyed myself last night because I really didn't have that pressure. And I looked around and I saw people with pressure, and I was like, damn. Like, I'd rather be you, but I'm glad I'm not you, if that makes any sense.
I don't get that, though.
It's what?
Because even that nerve-wrackingness, there's still a certain element of fun to it, even in losses.
Not really.
It's why you watch sports, because
no.
Guess what? It actually, when you take a step away, it's so ridiculous that we feel that way, that in the end, it is an escape. It's okay to be angry over sports, because you're getting angry over something so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I embrace it.
I don't feel that way at all. Mm. And I'll give you an example. Tell me if this makes sense, Tommy. Last night was Mets-Dodgers game 5. It's the same thing. You're down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Your attitude, at least, is, look, we want to win the series. We cannot lose at home. We can't have this happen. Mets jump out to a 3-0 lead, like right away. Oh, Pete Alonso. Okay, great. Then the Dodgers score a run. Then the Mets score 5 runs. They're up 8-1. But you're never safe. Then the Dodgers score a run. You're like, wait a second. Then it's 10-2, but they score 3 runs in the 5th and a run in the 6th. You're still up 10-6, but you're like, whoa, hold on a second. I don't know, man. And then you hold on. You eventually win 12-6, and at the end of the day, you're like, oh, we blew them out. But you were miserable the entire time because you were so nervous.
Well, you're never comfortable.
That was last night's Knicks game. And I felt miserable watching Mets-Dodgers game 5.
I'm trying to think. Has there been a game other than game 6?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Against Boston, mm-hmm. where you felt comfortable the whole game.
No.
I guess the end for most of the game. The end of this game, not counting game five.
No, I think these are the two games. Right, game five and game six against Boston. But even in a game in which you're supposed to be comfortable in, you're not. Like, the Mets won 12-6. I was never comfortable. I didn't enjoy myself. Like, looking back on it now, yeah, we won. Great. We didn't lose at home. But it wasn't enjoyable in the moment.
I felt like last night, though, it was never, at least in my mind, I know positive Tommy, but they never got it to a point, I think they cut it to maybe 10 in the second half, where you really felt like, oh boy, this game might be in the balance. Even on the broadcast, and like I said, you could always go by what Reggie is saying. He has a great feel for the game. He is a fan of the Pacers broadcasting the game. And the vibe the entire night was Brunson, the Knicks, they were not going to lose this game.
But don't you agree a 10-point lead in the NBA is kind of similar to like a 4-run lead in baseball?
Yes, but not when you're down 3-1 and you're at home. Like, I add a couple extra points to that because of the urgency by the home team and the team down 3-1 and the idea, if you're Indiana, of, you know, the way I looked at that game was, Indiana kind of played it early on where they were like, you know what, if we could keep this close, if we can maybe even have a lead in the second half, we'll put our foot on the gas. When it got to the second half, they were like, all right, maybe we're going to run, maybe we won't. And the Knicks just kept bringing that energy all night, and they didn't feel like matching it at times. So I was super confident watching it because the Knicks were the more desperate, hungrier team, and they just brought it to them the entire game.
Just to give the accuracy on when the last time the Knicks lead was in single digits, because mm-hmm. I looked this up because I was curious too. Like, when did it become double digits and they never looked back? They were up by 7 after Mathurin hit a 3. This is late first half. And the Knicks had back-to-back plays, a Karl-Anthony Towns easy layup in which Josh Hart had great vision, found them easy under the basket to put them up by 9. And then Mikal Bridges made an 8-footer that put them up by 11. That was the last time.
Wow.
The Indiana Pacers were within single digits in this game.
So this one felt comfortable.
It did and it didn't. Mm. Like, it did because they were up by double digits, but it's kind of like, to me, the Mets up by four runs against the Dodgers. Like, I'm comfortable, but I'm not.
The comfort came from the fact you could tell Tyrese Halliburton was not having a day.
Right.
It was he felt off from jump, basically.
But you know what? It could always change on a dime.
True. True.
We've seen this throughout the NBA playoffs, good and bad, how a game can change on a dime. Mm. If you're within 12, all it takes is one big run.
No, with both these teams, it's honestly 20. If you're within 20, you can make a run.
Yeah. Jerome is in Hazlitt. What's up, Jerome?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
What's up?
So,
Evan, you're killing me. Listening, I'm driving home from work, and I want to jackknife my car. Listening to you try to maneuver through the English language. It is hen-pecked, H-E-N, like a female chicken, like because they have beaks that peck.
That makes, you know what, that actually makes a lot of sense. Like, it's a hen pecking at you.
Uh-huh.
You know what? How come, you know what, Jerome? I'm mad at you. How come no one around me corrected?
Because
I wasn't sure of the word.
I honestly had no idea what you were talking about.
And Evan.
I've never heard it.
Evan started the sentence, let's remember, with, I'm not even sure if we're allowed to say this word anymore.
I wasn't sure.
We immediately threw our hands up and said, you know what? Let Evan dig it.
But now that you analyze the word, hen, like a hen.
Yes.
Pecking.
Yeah,
it actually makes a lot of sense why that term was what it was, henpecked, which, as you looked it up, means a wife kind of berating their husband and running the marriage.
Yes.
Which a lot of people still have today. It's just not called henpecked.
The words persistent nagging are used in the definition.
Kant continually criticized and given orders by one's wife.
Now, one thing about me and Tommy, I don't know Sean well enough, so I can't comment on you on this. But I think in me and Tommy's case, we're not henpecked. We're strategic. We're strategic in knowing we can't do this, we can do that. We'll do this just so we can get that.
You say strategic, I say useless, lacking in life skills. But I'm going to use strategic more now when my wife gets on me. I'm like, honey, I'm just a strategic.
Well, no, you never tell her that. No.
That's not part of the strategy.
No.
I mean, you got to be honest.
That undermines the strategy.
Though. Yes, it undermines. Boy, you're bad at this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're still married. Good for you.
I make her laugh.
John is in Huntington. How are you, John?
There you go. I thought Morris was on something for a second there, because if the Knicks weren't up as much, I think the fouls and the whistles would have started going their way. Because if you remember, did anybody watch that Netflix special about Tim Donaghy?
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago. Yeah. You think that's still going on right now?
It was 15 years ago, but the NBA went to some great lengths to make sure that these games, you know, like these important series, went 5-6, at least, you know, not go 5 games, at least go 6 and 7 games. And David Stearns did a hell of a job of covering that up and not letting any of that information get public. And it was pretty shady at the time.
But that's at the time, you know, a long time ago. I even admit that 2002 still feels very, very corrupt with what happened in that Western Conference Finals. But if you look at the last 15 years in the NBA, first of all, we don't get a lot of Game 7s. We were talking about that recently. We haven't had a Game 7 of the NBA Finals since 2016. We haven't even had a lot of Game 7s of Conference Finals. They're rare. They don't happen very often. So if the league is purposely trying to get us 7th games, they're incompetent. They don't know how to do
it. Right, because we don't often get them.
We don't get it. So I just
ask you, like the Celtics last year?
They won every series in 5 or less. They won 5 in every series except for Indiana, who they swept.
Yeah.
And so the NBA Finals ended in 5.
Right. They lost, what, 3 games total?
They lost 3 games total.
And this year, Oklahoma City has lost 4 or 5?
They've lost 4 games. Swept Memphis, and then they lost in, they won in 7, so they lost 3, and they just won this one in 5. But you go back to 2023, the Nuggets won the NBA Finals in 5. The Warriors won the NBA Finals in 6. Bucks in 6. Lakers in 5. Raptors in 6. Warriors in 4, I think. Like, we haven't had it. So if this is really going on, if people really think that, why is the league so bad at it? Why are they so terrible at fixing things to make things longer? And
because it's hard to do. You only have one manipulation point, and that's allegedly, potentially, the referee. You're not going to get it from the player.
No, of course. But you can, in the NBA more than any other sport, you can manipulate it easily. Just get the best player in foul trouble. And that doesn't happen.
We're also in a unique spot. You're naming dynastic Warriors, Boston Celtics. You're talking about the cities of Indiana and Oklahoma City. And the last time the NBA Finals had 2 small market teams was the Milwaukee Phoenix. And that one had 3 to 4 million less viewers per
always,
game.
There's always an answer from you guys. Mm. Like, you never could just accept.
But you don't think we're heading towards a unique market NBA Finals?
I think
here?
We are, and I don't think the league's doing anything about it to change that.
They didn't have to last night. They did not have to.
They're not going to do anything in Game 6 or Game 7. I'm telling you right now, if the Knicks win, it's going to be because they win. And I'm starting to think Tommy's right. You're just setting this up to whine and bitch because your team or the team you're rooting for is going to lose. So instead of just saying, hey, they lost, I was wrong, you're going to just blame the officials.
I said they wanted to get one more. They had a week off if that series ended. I said they wanted to push it one more time to a set. They got there last weekend and they're good.
Just remember, Sean, I don't care what you say about the officials. 2 days ago here on Evan and Tiki, and the audio has already been saved. You claim this series was over, and you said if it's not over and the Knicks come back and beat the Pacers, you're going to wear the L for 2 months.
Did I give any indication that I think the series is not over? It's over.
Yeah, I think you're setting the groundwork to say that it was all stolen.
No. I'm having two separate conversations. We got what the NBA wanted. They extended this to another weekend. Now next week it's taken care of.
Tuesday morning, Sean's going to wear a T-shirt that says, quote, stop the steal. You'll see. I know what's going on. It's time for the
You didn't have to get to the Supreme Court. We are stopping it.
That's right. It's time for the Lime Time Highlight of the Night presented by Corona. Let's listen, courtesy of TNT.
Under three to play in the third. Brunson with a three.
And the foul. And the foul.
29 for Jalen Brunson. 15 in the third.
Too much Obi Toppin last night for the Indiana Pacers. Yeah, that really ended at the Jalen Brunson four-point play in the middle part of the third quarter. That was Lime Time's highlight of the night presented by Corona. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.